This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, another big day, another big news day. Can't get it all in. There's no way to fit it all, but I'll try my best. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Before I get to all the news that's hit to print, I want to start with my commentary that comes out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal, one of the top 20 biggest newspapers in America, and it's nationally syndicated by Creators Syndicate. So my nationally syndicated newspaper column for Thursday, headline is The Perfect Trade. California for Hong Kong. California is having a bad week, and I have a solution. The perfect trade. A win-win for everyone. But first, let's look at a depressing week for Californians. It's hard to pick the biggest loser. First, we have a liberal Hollywood loser. Rob Reiner played the role of Archie Bunker's son-in-law, Meathead, on All in the Family. If the shoe fits, I guess he's really a meathead. Reiner said last week white evangelicals and white supremacists have made a pact with Putin to support President Trump. That's pretty funny. Here I thought we supported President Trump because we wanted a better economy. Faster economic growth, more jobs for the American middle class, higher wages for American workers, and lower taxes so we could keep more of our own money. Trump succeeded on every count. I had no idea that we were in a pact with Putin. Liberals in Hollywood have clearly made a pact with Cuba and Venezuela to destroy capitalism and the great American middle class. They dance with the real devil, socialism and communism. You know, the political and economic systems that resulted in the murder of almost 100 million innocent human beings in the 20th century? People who live in glass houses shouldn't call other people names. Rob Reiner, you're a California loser. The next candidate for the biggest loser is another Hollywood actor. Avengers star Mark Ruffalo is calling for an economic revolution to replace capitalism with socialism. He says capitalism is killing us, but he was paid $6 million to star in Avengers. His wealth is estimated at $30 million. Why didn't he star in Avengers for minimum wage and donate the other $5,990,000 to charity? Nothing stops him from paying a 100% tax rate. Why not just donate all $30 million of your net worth to the IRS? Why not give it away to the homeless? Why not donate your $30 million to the millions of illegal aliens residing in California? By the way, Venezuela is socialist. The people are starving and dying. They're eating rodents and drinking sewage water. There is no toilet paper. They shower after going to the bathroom. Except the water is shut off several hours per day. Isn't socialism grand? Ruffalo isn't just a California loser, he's an idiot. Finally, this California Senator Kamala Harris. She dropped out of the presidential race today, even before participating in a single primary. Harris's campaign is broke and in debt. Seems no one is interested in the dumb ideas of California liberals. So I have the perfect win-win situation. Let's trade California for Hong Kong. Californians seem to have a hatred for America and American exceptionalism and capitalism and President Trump. And the Hong Kong protesters are begging for freedom while waving American flags and posters of President Trump. Hong Kong loves capitalism. It's one of the financial centers of the world. The people of Hong Kong would do anything for a leader like Trump. I think Hong Kong would be a wonderful and prosperous addition to America. And Californians would be right at home under communist rule in China. And if we negotiate well, maybe we could even get Macau thrown into the deal. What a great trade. A win-win for everyone. Who's with me? My column that comes out on Thursday, The Perfect Trade, California for Hong Kong. Now, before I get to all the House impeachment news, the ridiculous, pathetic, fraudulent House impeachment news, let me mention another top story that you won't hear on the evening news. I tell you all the time, I love America. There's no one who loves America more than me and the flag and the national anthem. I wouldn't kneel for any of them. But you know what I kneel for? Government employees. Government employees are for crap. Not all of them. Of course, I love police officers. But 90% of federal government employees are a joke. A new poll is out. Well, only 27% of all U.S. likely voters think government should ban offensive speech. 42% of government employees support a government ban on offensive speech, a new Rasmussen survey finds. The question was, should federal or state governments ban speech by individuals that a majority of Americans believe to be offensive, including speech considered to be racist or sexist? The average person said yes, 27%, no, 50%. Only 18% of retired voters want government to ban speech compared to 26% of entrepreneurs, 25% of private sector workers, 31% of others, but 42% of government employees and 62% of those want violators put in prison. When I tell you that America's a great country, but our government is a piece of crap, and the people that run the government are pieces of crap, a bunch of Soviet-style communist scum, this is the proof. My God. They all hate me, right? Every liberal in America hates me. Every government employee hates me. Every government employee union member hates me. And I would never put you in jail for saying what you want to say. I can disagree with you, but I'm not putting you in prison. But you want to ban my speech and put me in prison because you disagree with what I say? You don't think you are Machiavelli? You don't think you are Hitler? You don't think you are one of the world's great dictators? You are. And this is who runs the government. Only those respondents who supported government speech bans said, should those who violate such bans against offensive speech be punished with jail time? And only those respondents who support government speech said 48% jail, 35% no jail, 17% not sure. Government employees are the most likely to support jailing speech offenders, with 62% of those who want government speech bans also supporting imprisonment of violators. Should those who violate such bans against offensive speech be punished with jail time? And so these are polling the respondents who support a ban on free speech. Government employees said 62% of them said you should go to jail. Among entrepreneurs who want to ban free speech, 49% said send them to jail. Among people who work for private companies, 43% said send them to jail. Among retired people who do want to ban free speech, 29% said send them to jail. Government employees were also the most likely to want people who write or say things a majority of Americans believe to be offensive to be banned from holding public office. If you disagree with Wayne Root, the conservative, he should be banned from holding office. It's just unbelievable. More than half, 54% of government workers say speech offenders should be banned from holding office, compared to 37% of entrepreneurs, 34% of private sector workers, 34% of retired, and 39% of other. You know who should be banned from public office? Everyone who's in public office and everybody who's in government. That's who should be banned. What a joke. I mean, when you hear this survey and you start to understand the type of terrible person with a terrible mental illness who works for government, who hates the very people they are over. I mean, how do you not draw that lesson? I mean, it's just scary. It is so scary, folks. It is beyond belief. That's why I led off the show. Beyond my commentary, my first lead off of the show was telling you this story about government employees. Because this is running our country. These are the control freaks who are complete losers in most cases that couldn't keep a job in the private sector for 5 minutes. They wouldn't last a week in the private sector. And yet, they've got a job for life that in most cases pays more than the private sector. And they've got these sick beliefs that have nothing to do with America. All right. Adam Schiff came out today with the House sham impeachment report. It's littered with assumptions and outright lies. I'll get into more of that in the next segment. Donald Trump responds to it. He's in London. He's with the Queen. He says Adam Schiff is a deranged maniac. President Trump launched another critique of House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff on Tuesday, calling him a deranged maniac. I think he's a maniac. I think he's a deranged human being, Trump said. I think he grew up with a complex for lots of reasons that are obvious. I think he's a very sick man and he lies. Trump commented on Schiff during a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in London during his foreign trip for a NATO summit. Trump's critics expressed surprise and disappointment the president was criticizing a member of Congress. Schiff announced Monday the Democrat case for President Trump's impeachment would be publicly released on Tuesday, while Trump, right in the middle of Trump meeting with world leaders. Trump described the Democrat-led impeachment effort as unpatriotic, but said it would not hurt his negotiations with world leaders. The president again criticized Schiff for making up parts of his phone conversation with the president of Ukraine. He lied. If he didn't do that in the halls of Congress, he'd be thrown in jail. He criticized House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for standing by Schiff, even claiming in an interview that he spoke the truth. These people are deranged, Trump said. The president said he wanted administration officials to participate in the impeachment hearings, but the House-led process was unfair. So when it's fair, and it'll be fair in the Senate, I'd love to have Mike Pompeo, I'd love to have Mick, I'd love to have Rick Perry, and many others testify, but I don't want them to testify when it is a total fix and fraud. Coming from President Trump, and more breaking news, House Democrats go rogue. They obtained Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani's phone records in an outlandish abuse of President Trump's constitutional rights. How could this happen? Folks, I've been saying this on TV and radio for 2 years now, since they went after Michael Cohen. Every lawyer in America, 99% of whom are liberal Democrats, if they didn't suffer from Trump derangement complex, and the ACLU filled with liberal lawyers, if they didn't suffer from Trump derangement complex, would be losing their minds. You can't allow the government to go after lawyers and to raid lawyers' offices, raid lawyers' homes, and listen in on lawyers' phone calls and get lawyers' phone records. If you do, our country is a banana republic, and you can't allow them to do it for only one person. Take this all to the United States Supreme Court.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio. listeners special. Get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, you've reached Wayne Allen Root. My doctor suggests the sponsor of this segment of the show. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. Try it, I'm telling you. I'm begging you to try it. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. I've used them. I have firsthand knowledge. I have firsthand proof that they work because they worked for me. I can't speak for everybody else in the world, but boy, they work for me. My voice is now a workhorse. I mean, yesterday I did my three-hour show after a long day of business and meetings, and then I had a GOP fundraiser for a Republican state senator at my house last night. April Becker and some of the cream of the crop of the Republican Party of Nevada showed up at my home, and I talked for 4 hours after the show, from 6 o'clock the minute the show ended to 10 o'clock at night, and then this morning meetings, and then this morning recording ads and interviews with sponsors in my local radio show, and now I show up here and I got to do another 2 hours of radio, an hour of TV, and my voice is exhausted. You can hear it's worse. But I've never missed 1 minute in 4 years due to hoarse voice because of my doctor suggests silver lozenges. And no colds in 4 years, and no brain fog in the last year, and no leaky gut in the last year because I only started taking those products in the last year. So give them a call. It's toll free, and you get 20% off every order, and you get the book, The Silver Miracle, for free. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use the promo code root to save 20% off. mydoctorsuggests.com/root. So another big piece of news. I can't keep it all. I was telling you about Rudy Giuliani. They were listening in his phone calls. I'll get back to that in a second. But Kamala Harris dropped out of the presidential race today. Excuse me. Okay, back. I hate that woman. God, I hate that woman. You know, and it doesn't matter. It's not a sexist thing, because I don't care if she's a woman or a man. I don't care if she's a freaking transsexual. I don't care if she's a lesbian. You can't lie on your back and have sex with Willie Brown to get government jobs, to make hundreds of thousands of dollars, to start your career, and think you deserve to be president of the United States. And to this day, she probably thinks, oh, they didn't like me because I'm black. Really, then why do we elect Obama president of the United States? Lots of people in the Democratic Party could not care less, like 99% of the voters, that you're black, and 99% couldn't care if you're a woman because they nominated Hillary Clinton last time. And so it's just ridiculous to think it's because you're a woman or you're black. What you don't know is they were all whispering behind your back that you lied on your back and had sex. And Wayne Root will tell you, I'm a libertarian. I don't care what anyone does in their bedroom. I don't care what you do or who you do with, as long as it doesn't affect me or the taxpayers. But if you lie on your back and you have sex with a married man for the purpose of getting government jobs that jumpstart your career in government, that leads to you being elected attorney general of the state and then senator, and you think you deserve to be president, everybody was whispering behind your back, she lied on her back. She lied on her back. She can't be president. And you know what word they called you? I'm not going to say it on radio. I won't say the word they called you, but it begins with a W. And you deserve it because you lied on your back and you had sex in order to get a government job. I don't care that it was with a married man. I don't care that he cheated. I don't care that you cheated. All I care about is that you did it to get government jobs, which meant you got paid hundreds of thousands in taxpayer dollars. That's a big difference. Having sex, I don't care about. Who Pete Butthead of South Bend has screws, I don't care. I don't care who anybody screws behind closed doors. But if it leads to you ripping off taxpayers and starting a great political career, everybody should care. You didn't do anything to deserve to be president of the United States. Everything you did is why you're not going to be president of the United States. And nobody else but me wants to say this out loud. That's why Kamala Harris will never be president. That's why nobody voted for her. They have no respect for her. They know what she did to get her job. Now back to Rudy Giuliani. The House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence today released the much-anticipated Trump-Ukraine impeachment inquiry report, and the Democrats accused Trump of abusing power, obstruction of justice, witness intimidation, and Schiff obtained his own committee's ranking member, GOP Devin Nunes, and Nunes' aide Derek Harvey's phone records as part of the impeachment inquiry. And also Rudy Giuliani. Schiff of the Democrats obtained phone records for President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and investigative reporter John Solomon. And this violates the constitutional rights of everybody involved. Judicial Watch founder and President Tom Fitton called this an outrageous abuse of President Donald Trump's constitutional rights. But wait a minute. How about Rudy Giuliani's constitutional rights? This is the lawyer for the President of the United States. And I told you it wouldn't end with Michael Cohen. They're going to go after everybody on a new rule technicality. It's called anything goes when Trump is president. No laws matter.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Intelligence Committee's final impeachment report is now public. It accuses President Trump of abusing his power by withholding military aid to Ukraine unless the Ukrainian president investigates Joe Biden. Republicans are reacting to the release of the report.
as you will find out tomorrow, the sideshow of the Schiff report now is coming to the Judiciary Committee, where it should have been to start with. If you're going to do an impeachment, it should have been in our committee to start with. But the committee failed miserably on so many counts this year that it was actually taken from us.
That's House Republican Doug Collins of Georgia. The Navy is adding some firepower to its submarine fleet. It's spending $22 billion on the new Virginia-class subs. The move is meant to counter China's growing Navy fleet. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 280 points to close the day at 27,503. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Swiss America, sponsor of this segment of the show. Gold and silver have had a great year, a fantastic year, and they are currently undervalued, according to many experts, and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's an irresistible offer from Swiss America. They're willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. There's an exclusive offer to my listeners. Call right now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get your supplies, silver U.S. Peace Dollars, for just $16.50 delivered. Each of them delivered. That's under cost and delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com and tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you. All right, we've got our guest here as we do every Tuesday afternoon, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website, jamesherson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, jamesherson.com, and another busy news day. James, you got to admit, Trump is the best thing to ever happen to commentators and columnists and radio hosts. There is never a dull moment with Trump as president.
It's true. It's the best thing that ever happened to the ratings. But the individual commentators probably have to spend more on stomach medication, high blood pressure medication, going to the doctor, because Trump trolls them so amazingly. I mean, he even, when he had his secret trip over to Afghanistan on Thanksgiving, he even had a staffer at Mar-a-Lago tweeting, so that it looked like he was tweeting from Mar-a-Lago. I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, who else does things like that? Plus, he had a fake motorcade to lead them to believe them being the mainstream press. So, but you're absolutely right. Look, yeah, in a lot of ways, in the modern era, Trump's the best thing to ever happen to the United States of America, because he's taking on causes that neither party had the guts or the initiative, and it took an outsider. So we're very blessed to have Donald J. Trump as president.
We are, and I've written many Thanksgiving columns stating that, so I agree with James Herson. And I wrote a column that comes out this Thursday, and of course you didn't hear it. I read it in the first segment of this hour, James, and I, the column is about many different things, but one of them is actor Mark Ruffalo attacking capitalism for failing us while he makes $6 million a picture for Avengers and is worth about $30 million overall. And I made fun of him and called him an idiot and talked about the disaster of Venezuela and how if you want socialism, can you imagine? You think America's bad, but in Venezuela they're starving to death and they're eating rodents and they're drinking sewage water. He must be the dumbest human being in the entire world. And so let's talk about Mark Ruffalo a little bit. What kind of morons does Hollywood create? It's impossible to believe.
Oh, it is. It is. Everyone who's in the know agrees with you. You know, Mark Ruffalo plays the Hulk, and his character, the Hulk, is smarter than he is. And, of course, the Hulk is someone that has the mind of a child. But in any case, I live in California. I live with these people. I work with some of them. And some of the wealthiest people in the world live here. And you know, you used to live in Malibu. You know what it's like here. And a significant percentage of these wealthy people support people like Bernie Sanders, people like Elizabeth Warren, people that are promoting absolute blatant socialism, as in the kind of socialism that Karl Marx wrote about. And there is no way that anyone can maintain wealth or a high net worth in any kind of socialist environment unless they're in a very small ruling class, like what happens in Venezuela, North Korea, to a great extent in China. And they are almost like slitting their own throats in a way by supporting this kind of a policy. But it's really prevalent on the left, and even people that are very smart in business. I mean, you think of somebody like Bill Gates, somebody like Tim Cook. And these are people who just reflexively support Democrats. And the Democrat Party today is a socialist party. There's no question about it. There's not a single Democrat running who doesn't tout policies that make Barack Obama look like a centrist. They're so far left. So I agree with you. And Mark Ruffalo is a total hypocrite because, of course, he doesn't live an austere lifestyle. He's not trying to have a small footprint. Mark Ruffalo lives in a gated community, in a mansion. He has his own armed security, and he runs around on the social media sounding like essentially like someone who's a party member in communist China.
Well, I mentioned in my column that, you know, not only is Venezuela a joke and any liberal who wants us to be like Venezuela because they like socialism is an idiot, but let's talk about Ruffalo himself. He's worth $30 million. There's no law saying you can't give 100% of your income or 100% of your assets to the IRS. If you want to live like a socialist, give everything to the IRS. Why don't you give your $30 million to the homeless? Why don't you give your $30 million to the millions of illegals that live in California? There's no reason. Just give it to charity. How about to cancer research? He doesn't give it to anybody.
Well, they all do that. And and if they give anything, they set up their own tax-exempt entity and get a write-off for giving it to their own entity that they direct to their pet causes. So it's really, and again, as you point out, there's nothing in the law that prevents any individual from paying as much tax as they want. And that's what really chaps me when you hear these guys saying, well, it's not fair. I don't pay enough tax. Well, then go right
pay more.
Yeah, write a check right now. I mean, but when but it's very obvious. This is something they do. Tucker Carlson has been very good pointing this out. But they have a virtue signaling requirement where they have to, in the social calendar, the social events in Hollywood, you get a pat on the back when you talk about raising taxes, increasing government, supporting socialism, because that shows that you're compassionate. That shows that you care about the little guy. And it's a brainless, totally emotion-filled kind of environment, but it makes sense because you're talking about people who stock and trade. Is emotion. After all, you know, these are people that if they have to cry on cue in front of a camera, Mark Ruffalo has to grunt on cue in front of a camera wearing a bodysuit that's plugged into a computer. But, you know, it's amazing. And you know what? We used to talk about limousine liberals experiencing guilt. You know, if somebody like you, Wayne Allen Root, has been an entrepreneur and knows what it's like to work 60, 70, 80 hours a week and have to work on your own business and really work hard to make a decent buck, you have a completely different attitude about life than somebody like Mark Ruffalo, who all of a sudden got these roles in superhero films and the checks started pouring in. And he feels guilty.
Right.
And he feels like he doesn't deserve it. And so in order to give himself significance and alleviate his guilt, he becomes a champion for the left. And we've seen this pattern over and over again. I mean, Barbara Streisand lives in a massive mansion on the coast. And she, years ago, environmentalists were taking pictures of the coast in order to stop erosion of the coastline. And she sued to try to get them to stop taking pictures because it invaded her privacy. When it comes to them personally, then obviously the principles are thrown out. And Ruffalo's the same type.
By the way, I'd like to make a point here, okay? Because I spent a lot of time in Hollywood. I was an anchorman at CNBC based in Hollywood at the time. For 2 years, I lived in the Hollywood Hills, right near the Hollywood sign. I played football with all the big actors of the day in the late 1980s. Below that football sign, we played, flag football. Where you grab the flag.
Oh, flag.
Touch flag. Right. Yeah, we played right below the Hollywood sign. And they were some great actors run big shows in those days. And all handsome little pretty boys playing football with me. And I got to tell you something. All they ever cared about was if you act liberal and you say really wonderful, compassionate, liberal things, you have sex with a new model every night. That's all it came down to. Same thing with Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm a guy who just tells the truth on the air. You want to have sex with a model, then say liberal things. You want to never have sex with models, say conservative things. Walk around Hollywood and say, I love Trump. You'll never have a date the rest of your life, and you'll certainly never have sex. But if you say, I'm worth $30 million, but I believe in the homeless. I believe in illegals. I believe in climate change. I want to help the whole world. I believe in socialism. I guarantee you're having sex tonight with a 5'11" blonde Amazon. And that's all it comes down to. Mark Ruffalo is speaking with his other brain, if you know what I mean. That's it.
Sure.
That's the truth.
Yeah, after you said that, what you're going to have is all kinds of singles in the Hollywood bars right now repeating your words to 5'11" Amazon models.
Yes, and they're all over the place. You could throw a dart and you hit a 5'11" blonde in Hollywood. Because none of them have ever made an honest dollar in their lives. And they just want to hook up with a guy who's worth $30 million and who loves the homeless. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn with Jay Turchin.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you...
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Otherwise known as War. A couple of things, a little housekeeping before I get to James Herson. We're on Newsmax TV in about 7 minutes or so, 7 minutes and change. In Vegas, that's Channel 96 on Cox Cable, or, of course, DirecTV or Dish TV. We're now on Cox Cable in 6.2 million homes in San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Arizona, several other places around the country, third biggest cable carrier in America. Thank you, Cox Cable. But we start TV in about 7 minutes now. All over the United States on DirecTV, Dish TV, and many cable systems, about 80 million homes. A sponsor of this show, Root for the Wall. Not much more to say other than go to rootwall.com. You'll get the whole story. You'll watch the video. You'll read the columns. You'll read the commentaries. You'll see the distribution of funds. Rootwall.com. Either call 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall, PAC Pay for, is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. And it is my personal Wayne Allen Root PAC political action committee called Root for the Wall. The website is rootwall.com. Go check it out. Help President Trump build that wall. Rootwall.com. All right, we've got James Herson with us. His website's jamesherson.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Great to continue our conversation.
So let's move topics here to Whoopi Goldberg. She said, maybe it's time for me to leave the USA. How many times, James, have I heard Hollywood celebrities claim, whether it was for Nixon or Reagan or George W. Bush or Trump, I'm going to leave the country. I swear I'm going to leave the country. I promise I'm going to leave the country. I swear before God I'm going to leave the country. And they never, ever, ever leave the country. They're full of you-know-what.
No question about it. Excrement. Whoopi every once in a while says something that makes sense. I wouldn't pay her moving expenses like I would for Barbara Streisand or Jane Fonda or Cher. Cher also recently said that she's going to leave the country. And what Whoopi is saying, of course, is that the reason she's going to leave is because this isn't America anymore. I don't feel this is America. And it's her Trump hate, believing, I don't know if Whoopi really believes it, all the things they repeat on The View, she and Joy Behar especially, which is echoing basically everything that we hear on MSNBC and CNN, and of course supporting every, you know, fake impeachment hearing that now, you know, we're having to endure. But obviously, just like everything else, saying it doesn't mean anything when a Hollywood person says that they're, you know, threatens to leave. I think Madonna did leave. There are people that have moved. George Clooney has a place in Italy. He spends a lot of time. But they never, you know, go away and become an expatriate and renounce their citizenship. So I No. think it's just a bunch of baloney that is coming out of Whoopi's mouth. But that's not surprising because almost everything that they say on The View is fiction and fabrication and lies.
Right.
Actually, though, there's more veracity on The View than there is in Adam Schiff's hearing. So at least they're more entertaining.
Right. Yeah, well, The View is pretty scary stuff. I mean, it's just that famous example, you know, that famous saying of, you know, you live inside a bubble. They live in a bubble, you know? They really do live in a bubble. They live in New York City. They go to a TV studio. Their audience is 100% Democrat. Everyone around them is 100% Democrat. Those who aren't are quiet, would never say it out loud, make believe they're a Democrat. And so they absolutely believe everybody in the world hates Trump and that we're killing children at the border, even though the UN report just showed, James Hurston, that all the imprisoning of children and separating of children and putting children in cages was done by Obama, not Trump. And then they covered it up once they realized their mistake, that it was all done in 2015. They believe their lies.
Absolutely. I enter that bubble several times a week, sometimes only once a week, as little as I can. But when I'm in it, they, not only do they believe all the narratives, they're clinging still. The left in Hollywood, if you look at the social media, you see this. They still believe the Trump-Russia collusion narrative. And as a matter of fact, the far left is trying to pressure the Democrat Party to have an article of impeachment that goes back to the Mueller investigation, even though that truly has been totally debunked. There wasn't any evidence. And even Mueller was forced to say so on his calamitous testimony day. And so, but again, that bubble that they live in makes them echo lies over and over again. And what it is comforting to them. It's like therapy.
It's just hard to believe the hatred that they've got that I don't have. In other words, I've never even thought, James, that if I disagree with you, I should censor you or throw you in prison. And the latest study is out, and that's what a large number of government employees want to do. The American people said, no, you don't want to censure, you don't want to put people in prison for their views. But almost 50% of government employees said, yes, we want to censor people who have different views than us. And a large portion of that group said we want to put them in prison if they have different views than us. These are people that work for the United States government. How scary is that? Very scary. We got to run.
That is terrible news.
All right, we got to run. We'll talk about next week's show. JamesHurston.com, great guy. Love having him on. New York Times bestselling author, James. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you, Warp.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.